Hello, everybody, and this is the World Has Equality podcast. So today we will be addressing the topic, which is the world has equality, because there's a lot of people that think that we have inequality, and I agree with some aspects of them, but not the ones they're trying to claim. So I'll start off by saying some things that are believed to be unequal in society. Number one being the pay gap. And there's a lot of shit on the pay gap. One of them being how women don't get paid as much as men. And to a certain extent, that's really true. But what women don't want to say is that there's a lot of factors into that whole thing. For example, all the conditions in which they're working in, and how they don't want to work overtime. But that's just an opinion for now. Let me pull up a website really quick. I'm not just trying to give you guys some boo-boo information. First off, so last year, President Obama made headlines, and this is a quote, by the way, by a website. Let's see. Alright, this is a quote from Obama. Last year, President Obama made, or, sorry, fuck. This isn't a quote by Obama, this is a quote from this website that I took. I need to research on my computer what website it was. I'll post a link to all of these websites, by the way. Last year, President Obama made headlines when he noted in his State of the Union address that women who work full-time year-round earn 77 cents for every dollar men earn across the country. It's 78 now, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. The Bureau of Labor Statistics pegs that figure slightly higher, with median weekly earnings for women $669 in 2012, the most recent year for which data is available, at 82% of men's weekly wages. He then stated that it is wrong, or that is wrong, and in 2014, it's an embarrassment. The president said of the pay differential, women deserve equal pay for equal work. And this is why what he said, no offense, Obama, was dumb. Obama's speech gave the impression that the entire 22-cent gap is the product of gender bias, and that's not exactly true. This is a quote again, both the census and BLS take into account occupational segregation, or the tendency for women to enter lower paying fields than men, according to the Institute for Women's Policy Research, as well as the fact that women take more time off from work due to pregnancy and childcare, as noted in a report prepared for the Department of Labor by Consad Research Corp. The Consad Research Corp is a private company which is under the healthcare sector, if you guys didn't know. It is also under the healthcare facilities and SVC's industries. So that's like crap I got from a website. That, by the way, I forgot. And I will post in the link, probably on my Instagram page if you don't follow that. I just made it today. The World Has Equality _ podcast, all lower cases. And this is another thing I wanted to talk about. Where is it? Let's see. Okay. There's a website, by the way. I'm getting all these issues. Yikes. There's a website called FG Magazine asking, is today's feminism irrelevant? Yikes. My answer to that question is, yes, it is irrelevant. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Here is the fun part. Some women have rejected the new version of feminism, which is the headline for this article. By the way, if you want to look at this article by yourself, it's www.thefashionglobe.com/feminism-today. it says, the new version of feminism has become slightly radicalized. Many women today believe in women's rights and the importance of gender equality in our society, but don't necessarily agree with the extreme views that blame men for women's oppression. Oh, yikes, this is run by some feminist stuff, but, I mean, they are stating facts. Okay, oh, Milo Yiannopoulos, shout out to that dude. It says, as stated by Milo Yiannopoulos, a British public speaker who became a YouTube sensation for stirring the pot by speaking out and painting a not-so-great picture on controversial topics like racism and feminism. During his presentations, he built interesting, He built interesting yet arguable facts supporting theories that make it difficult to dispute his claims. That's obviously written by the article person. Milo's opinionated and sharp-tongued response against those issues have gotten him a huge following. Oh yeah, this is, by the way, it talks about a video. I'll post that in the link too. In his recent video on feminism, a black feminist and current president of the NAACP asked him, during your entire presentation, you failed to mention that feminism is the belief that men and women are equal, so do you not think this? He replied, women don't argue with you. Fewer than 1%, or than 1 in 5 women in America describe themselves as feminists, even though 85% of them believe in equality between the sexes. I do too, by the way. Why? Because they believe feminism has become something different now. They know the feminism you're talking about is very convenient, isn't it? Treat men like shit. And when people say, I am not a feminist, you say, oh, but feminism is about equality, he continued. That's what feminism has become. It's not what feminism used to be. Feminism is a mean, vindictive, spiteful, nasty, man-hating philosophy. And I agree with that completely, by the way. Or at least with today's feminism, sorry. It has very little to do with sexes and a lot to do with man-hating. And the way you know that is, women are abandoning it in the millions. Women don't want it anymore. They have rejected your version completely. They don't agree with you. In the UK, the numbers are even worse. Just 7% of women describe themselves as feminism or feminists, despite the fact that 92% of women believe in equality of sexes. It's clear what's been happening. They don't believe that those two mean the same, because if they did, they'd give the polls to the same answers. They'd give the polls the same answers to both those questions. Women know that feminists say one thing and do another. Women know that the primary purpose of feminism these days isn't to promote equality. It's to beat down men. And I completely agree with that because, I mean, if you guys haven't seen any interviews with feminism or with feminists this couple of days and years that we've been in, feminists have been, like, hating on men quite a bit. And I'm not saying all feminists do it, I'm just saying the feminists that make a big name for themselves. This is a poll that I got off The Hill, https blah blah blah, thehill.com/businessalobbying. I'll leave the description, but it's from The Hill. The headline is, poll, less than half of female millennials identify as feminists. This is from this year, by the way. It's August 14th of 2018, 3:27 p.m. EDT time. Who knows what the hell that is. And, yikes. The CBS News released the poll that found 46% of American women aged 18 to 35 identified as feminists, with only 34% of women over the age of 35 identifying the same way. Yikes. The result were split along party lines. 63% of millennials who identify as Democrats surveyed saying they associated themselves with the term, and only 29% of Republican millennial respondents saying the same. 48% of those that identified as independents said they felt they were feminists. No surprise there. The women surveyed also were split on how they defined the term. Of those surveyed in the age group, 69% of Democrats and 58% of independents said they consider the term feminist to mean political, economic, and social equality amongst the sexes. while 39% of those that call themselves Republicans said they think it is a term used for blaming men and for women's challenges. Yikes. CBS poll revealed a similar political divide among women regarding their representation in political office. Yikes, it's political office stuff, guys. 46% of women said that having more women in political office would make things better. Only Democratic women came out strongly in favor of the idea at 76%. So that was only the Democrats. Yikes. 25% of Republican women and 39% of female independents said it would improve things to have more female politicians. So the Republicans really do not want the idea. And obviously the Democrats do. I don't know what side you're on, but there's your numbers for this year's things, by the way, not like a old thing. The CBS News Refinery 29 survey was conducted by YouGov with a nationally representative sample of 2,093 adult U.S. women. So that's women talking. The margin of error for the whole sample was plus or minus 3 percentage points and approximately plus or minus 4.2 percentage points for the sample of 842 women. So Milo wasn't lying about his crap. If you don't know who Milo Yiannopoulos is, by the way, you should watch Milo Yiannopoulos. Wrecks a lot of feminists. I don't say his methods are completely kind, but he proves some very good points. But yeah, that was a short podcast, just the kind of things I'm going to be talking about, and the facts, you know. I'm not just going to be stating my opinions, but in my opinion, you know, feminism is not going to be needed in the world today because, you know, or it's not needed, not going to be needed, it isn't needed, because we are equal. Like, the wage gap, that's all a myth, unless you believe in it, but, like, you have to take enough counters. Obviously, there's going to be a gap if women are taking all these breaks and stuff, not working the harder labors that men are working. There's always going to be someone who earns more than another because that person does more crap at their job, you know. Like, you can't compare yourself working at McDonald's compared to someone who's lifting boxes for a factory. Like, that just can't be. You're just flipping burgers compared to someone carrying heavier boxes. But if you work at a office job with someone who works an office job the same as you, you can obviously sue them. And if you do and you are being paid less, you're working the same job as someone else and they're doing the exact same thing you're doing and you feel like you're getting less, you should really file a complaint, you know, hopefully sue the person and get your money back, because you can't do that, it's illegal. And yeah, just be informed, man. We don't need feminism in today's world. It's just unnecessary, and it's just a way for feminists to, like, get some attention, you know? Hate on men. If you are completely for equality, I am too, you know? Like, women should work where men work. Like, women can vote, thankfully, you know? That hasn't been an issue for a while now. We fixed that. They can work. They don't have to stay at home if they don't want to, obviously. There are some issues, like abortion, that we have to talk about in a future podcast. Right now, it's just my first podcast. I'm not going to make it as long as I would like, but we will definitely be talking about that. Hopefully, I can get interviews with people before the podcast and include that in the podcast. But, yeah, the abortion, I'm not completely for it, but, you know, there's some women that are, and we can't, you know, put them in jail because they don't want to have an abortion. That's their body, but, you know, there's definitely methods to get rid of it, but we'll talk about that in another podcast. Yeah, just let me know any topics you guys want me to discuss. I'll totally research it, you know, talk about it. You have opinions, send me messages on my Instagram. Again, it's all lowercase, the world has equality _podcast. And yeah, I'm making a club at Lakewood High School if you're a student there and are listening. You want to join? You don't have to be an anti-feminist. You could be a feminist. I just want someone to come and discuss, you know, your values on the subject. If you're all up for feminism or if you're against it, that's totally up to you. Just come with evidence and don't come with opinions, you know. I mean, obviously you have an opinion, but you got to back it up with evidence, man. You can't just come in and argue about how the wage gap is not a myth. You got to back that up. But yeah, thank you for listening to the podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, tell me why. Thank you. Goodbye.